listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
All right. This is live from Studio J. You know what time it is. You know what that means. We have a live band. We have Vibe in the house. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hey. All right. It looks like we got liftoff. What are we going to get started with, gentlemen?
We're going to play a couple of my personal tunes as well as one cover. The first one is called Horizons.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Vibe. All right. So how long have you gentlemen been doing this?
We have been one group for probably about a year or so, something almost like that. Okay. But I've been collectively, you know, I've been making the music on my own for the past like 3 years.
Okay. So you finally settled on this lineup about a year ago.
Yeah. Well, for now, I mean, this is also temporary, is my understanding. But yes, we are. This is our last hurrah, actually, as one group, because our drummer has to leave us for personal reasons. So,
bummer.
It is a bummer. It really is. But you know, we persevere, and I'm sure that we'll see him sometime soon again. So,
yeah, wish him the best.
Exactly.
So it's not you giving him walking papers.
No, it's absolutely. He can't play the drums anymore. Unfortunately, he's not even cheating on us. He can't do it. So,
bummer. Well, hopefully, he'll get back to it in the future sometime.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
All right. So, if you can introduce yourselves real quick around the room.
Well, I'm Zach, and I am a composer and sort of a songwriter and also a musician of sorts. And we got a little feedback. Sorry, hang on. Are you guys getting that too?
Yeah, I am.
Just a little. It's actually a cool effect on my end.
I mean, I like it. Anyway, and yeah, that's Zach is my name and Vibe is my game. Chris, your turn.
Chris Simpson. I play the guitar for Vibe. I'm not. These two are brothers, actually, Zach and Jake. I am not related to them at all, but they let me be a part of the family, so I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you, Chris.
Yeah.
So are you happy about that, that you're not part of the family?
I think so. Yeah, I don't have to. I just play the music and then I leave.
I think it's a good thing, yeah.
So it's a lot easier, kind of like sending the grandchildren home, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm done with you.
It's a step sibling, exactly, yeah.
So what are you going to do when Vibe isn't playing as these three? Chris?
So I personally play music at Wayne State University, so I do a lot of jazz gigs.
Oh, nice.
So personally, I think I'm just going to be playing music on and off, but I've always played with Zach, and mm-hmm. we do jazz, like a jazz duo, so we still play together, but I'm sure that Vibe will continue on. We just got to find a new drummer.
Okay.
Pretty much got the piano and guitar set, so.
So you're still in, okay.
Yeah, the skeleton's still there, so we just need the blood.
Well, maybe you have to come back when you can do a jazz thing.
That'd yeah, we'd love to, absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right, and Jake, is it?
Yep, Jake, I'm the drummer. I graduated from CCS in 2013. I'm a digital artist by day, and this is my first gig with this drum set, actually. I just got it very recently.
Oh, wow, you're breaking it in on live radio.
I am, yeah.
Cool.
So
right here on WHFR at Jake's new drum set.
So you're going to have to break something, then.
Yeah, I got to crack a cymbal or something like that. I think it's going to be really good. Yeah.
We'll hang it on the wall.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, we sure will.
Yeah, right. We like those kind of souvenirs. All right, why don't we get it going again? What song do you have for us now?
The song is called Learned. Yeah.
show what I'm supposed to do.
Learned
live from Studio J with the band Vibe. Learned. All right. So, if somebody wanted to get these songs, where would they go?
Right now, they cannot. These songs are exclusive to WHFR because they all exist in various forms, but nothing exists in a properly mixed studio format. Because I'm a perfectionist and more of a quality over quantity kind of person, and that quantity right now is zero because my quality expectations have just been too high. So just been waiting for the right mixer and the right equipment and everything.
So
to
this
come together.
Is top secret, huh?
Right now it is.
If you did tell me where to get it, you'd have to kill me, right?
Exactly, exactly. And that's for everybody listening too.
Well, that's a lot of people. You better get started. Right after the show.
Right after we're done here.
All right, so I guess it would be pointless to ask what you're going to be doing in the near future as far as shows and all that, because I guess you got to hunt down another, drummer.
It is true, yes. Right now, things have to take a pause, but just like, you know, the plants hide in the winter, but they bloom in the spring.
It'll all come together.
It'll come to fruition in its own way.
Okay. No thanks to you, Jake.
No. Yeah, no thanks to me.
No.
It's all good. All right. So you said you had another original song, and then you're going to do a cover after that? Or?
So we have a couple more originals. So we have three more originals followed by one cover of a Koji Kondo tune that a lot of people will recognize once they hear it. And Koji Kondo, for those who know his name, will know his name, but he wrote a lot of music for Nintendo.
So
all those things that a bunch of kids my age and a bit older grew up with.
That's one area I'm definitely, clueless.
Well, the cool thing is, and I won't launch into a huge tirade, was that he actually is a minor in jazz guitar, so when it came time to write music for their weird little Nintendo games, they were like, all right, who's going to write the music? And he's like, I guess I can. So, and then it kind of actually turned into these masterpieces as they turned out. So,
would you say the music eclipsed the games themselves? Or?
It definitely. I think there's a strong amount of them going hand in hand, but they stand alone as pieces of proper jazz music, or you know, kind of a jazzy, weird kind of blues thing.
Of course, we'll find out in a few minutes. So
Absolutely.
It's not like one of those things where you hear the song, it's like, oh, video game, you know?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And certainly not the way what we've decided to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one after that will be a cover of Mute Math tune, which I can talk about now or later, depending on.
Yeah, let's wait till the song comes.
All right.
All right, so tell us a little bit about this next one then.
Hey, this one's called Digital Blues, and we just wanted to get together and make something pretty nasty and pretty gritty and pretty fast.
Kind of a jam song.
It's kind of a jam. It started out as a jam, obviously, but it has developed into a formulated kind of deal, and this one should get people moving, we hope.
Okay, let's do it. We'll be right back. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Vibe. All right. It's kind of interesting how I had that phone interview. You probably heard some or part of it in the songs that came before the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
It kind of goes together, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I was hearing some of that and was vibing out, definitely, because I love how funky it is and how jazzy it is. And
yeah. Are you familiar with Cat Orlando? Have you ever heard
of it? I know, actually. That was new for me. That was a new experience hearing that, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, she's a local artist. She's
okay.
Touring in Florida right now, but when she comes back, she'll be around here doing her thing, too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you might want to check that out if you ever get a chance.
I'm absolutely going to.
Her and her husband, he plays guitar, and they've been at it for a very long time. They're
okay.
Great. So.
Okay.
What, speaking of, like, what would be some of your influences as far as that goes?
Well, I try and listen to as many things as possible of as many varieties, but I love things that are the blues, things that are jazzy, things that are funky, and also I kind of want to do soundtracks, so I love anything orchestral and kind of these big epic feelings or these mm-hmm. kind of, you know, these kind of atmospheres, or I'm a big fan of atmosphere as well.
Okay. So you really couldn't pin it down to anybody.
Sorry, to say particular, I guess I was listening to Nat King Cole today, and I was remarking on how much I love Nat King Cole. I think mm-hmm. he's an excellent artist, and like one of the few vocal artists I can really enjoy listening to sing, like this, you know, his baritone voice. And then I really dug into 70s funk, so like all that Rick James and all that Parliament and all that stuff for a long time.
Even Stevie Wonder? That kind of...
Oh, absolutely. The funkier, the better. The less party music, the more like really just virtuosic funk. I'm definitely mm-hmm. like looking for that and love that. And a bunch of things I can't remember the name of, you know, like 70s kind of Italian disco funk. Like that was a fun little adventure rabbit hole on
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah, its Check own it interesting genre, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. That's where you have to go to the vinyl section and really do some digging to
yeah,
find that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then Mute Math is one of my, like a rock band, Muse. I love Muse and Mute Math. Those are two like great mm-hmm. kind of, you know, straightforward ones. What I'm loving right now is The Correspondents, if you haven't heard of them. An amazing, well, it's a duo, but it's just brilliant stuff, really. Mm-hmm. Jazzy, rock kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. People that actually know how to play their instruments and actually have a singing voice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
As opposed to a lot of the stuff that's coming out right now. It's like, oh, God.
Well, there's a place for everything. And actually, one of the songs that we have here, I have one version of it that has some hip-hop in it because I like including that kind of rap element. I think there's a lot of room for those things to coexist peacefully, but definitely there's something is lost when you're not, you know, keeping it organic for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have nothing against hip hop and rap. I like quite a bit of it, but
sure.
It's got to be something where somebody really actually has something to say.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as
Absolutely.
Opposed to just, you know, the same program stuff and the same two sentences over and over again for 4 minutes. And,
no, absolutely. Yeah.
Know, the formulaic stuff where, oh, wait a minute, here comes the big bass. Oh, wait a minute, here comes the, you know.
Right, it's predictable, yeah. To keep it organic. You got to keep it fresh, mm-hmm. I think.
And like you said, like Nat King Cole, I mean, that was just an amazing voice. If you ever heard him, you'll know his voice for the rest of your life. It's like, that's Nat.
It's like Billie Holiday. It's one mm-hmm. of those just irreplaceable
Or
songs.
Freddie Mercury. It's like, yeah. No, you can't mistake those people.
Yeah, yeah.
With anybody else.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you say you play jazz a lot, Chris. Do you play instruments besides the guitar? Or?
So I actually play the piano and ukulele, if you count that as an instrument.
Well, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So the guitar is my main instrument, but I also play those two instruments. But I don't play, I would say, those two instruments as often as guitar.
Oh, you got plenty of time. You're still young.
Yeah.
You never know what'll happen between now and, you know, the end, so to speak.
It's true. I'm collecting a bunch, and I don't necessarily know how to play most of them yet, but I am waiting. And I will learn. It will happen.
And that's one of the things that I loved about instruments. It's like there's no such thing as learning everything.
Yeah.
You'll never achieve that.
Yeah.
Till the day you die, even if you keep learning and practicing every day for the rest of your life, there's still something.
That's why music is magical. That's why it keeps people young, because there's learning mm-hmm. involved, for sure.
You're forever building.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's a beautiful thing.
Interesting threesome, though. Guitar, ukulele, and piano.
I know. I guess you could count a bass, but I usually play that on guitar. So I don't own a bass. But
yeah.
I remember one time Chris showed up to rehearsal and forgot his guitar, but we had a bass laying around, and he just started.
He
ripping.
Just played it. He played his parts on awesome. The bass.
Yeah, I can do this. I've got this.
He played. He just
four
played
strings
the upper part
instead
of bass.
Six. I just played the root notes. You know?
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, yeah, we have to mention that. Talk about that for a second. You're actually doing the bass on the keyboard.
Yeah, we don't have a bass player, and it's kind of hard to manage that many people, honestly. And also, it was just as a matter of necessity. And I have this Casio that we've had since 1998, and it's a brilliant keyboard. And I've dropped it and kicked it and messed with it in every kind of way, and it's had everything spelled on it and whatever, and it's fine. And it does just a great job. It's got all these fun MIDI sounds, but out of necessity, yeah, we plugged it in one day, and then I got a bass amp for it and plugged that in, and it sounded even better. And there you go, you got the bass right there, and all my synth sounds, and then a keyboard for all the melodies and stuff. And
three easy steps to put someone out of a job.
Yeah, and then you can share the
exactly
the money at the end of the night, all $3 of it, right?
And that's what it's all about, is $3, because you know, at the end of the day, we don't care about the music really. But yeah, so it's pretty cool. I'm kind of a fan of there's limitations. I can't do bends. I can't do slides necessarily. So that's somewhat of a downside, but it is really cool. And it's got an effect to it. You know, when people are like, oh, that sounds really cool. Or it sounds like there's four people playing or whatever.
It just brings like more fullness to the band. You being able to play piano and bass at the same time.
No question, it's necessity. Like, it's necessity that you need the bass. We need the bass. It's all about the bass.
It's all about the bass. I heard that song the other day.
It's Ray Manzarek style.
Ray Manzarek style, yeah. Okay. And then I'm sure you're familiar with the band The Mugs, right?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I couldn't think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, that's an interesting story. I mean, he's told it, so it's not like I'm, you know, telling tales. Unfortunately, when he was young, he had a stroke. Mm. And originally, he played a regular bass guitar. And after he recovered, he found he could never go back to actually playing it. So another musician suggested to him, well, why don't you try to do bass on the keyboards?
Mm.
And that's exactly how he does it. And it has such a full, heavy, like almost a metal sound to it. They're not a metal band, but you know what I'm saying? It just has that oomph.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds great. It works beautifully, because what they do is a lot of really like old school, like rock and blues, you know, like Rory Gallagher and, you know, the early Fleetwood Mac, that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and I think if I understand what you're talking about, I think I end up doing a similar thing, is because if you just, like I said, I was limited, so what sounds good is the root, the fifth, and the octave, and so you can't go wrong with those kind of thick chords and those thick low tones, and like just lay down the bass line, you know, the root position of the chord, and it's going to be good, definitely. It's a very thick sound.
Yeah.
Because it's more of an organ, more of a synth, what it is, than a bass. It's not plucked, it's you know. On or off as the note goes. So
exactly. All right, well, why don't we play another one?
Sounds great.
What do we have now?
This one's called Escape.
I'm thought we don't need to. Just let it be true. Just let it be true. No, I can't escape going away. I won't relate, but I can't stay. This ain't a game. I'm going insane, losing my brain, and I can't say what's my way. And I'll just play, and I can't say.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Vibe. All right. Okay. So this next one's going to be a cover.
This will be one more of our own, and then we'll get to that.
I never get it right. I don't even know why I'm here.
Don't get too excited, Scott.
I'm always the next one. But anyway. Okay, so this is one more original, and what is it called again?
This one will be called Lonely People.
Lonely People. That's a perfect song, you know, when you think about what tomorrow is.
How do you mean? Sorry.
Valentine's
oh,
Day.
Oh, this one is called, yes, this one is about everybody, even especially the people who have found love with that one special person. This is about you. Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, of course, where you can hear a live performance every Thursdays from 5 until 6 p.m. All different genres of local music for your listening pleasure. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's somewhere around this area. And every once in a while, we have brought somebody in from out of town, at least a couple times. If they're touring through. Didn't you say there was one time when there was a band from France or something like that?
Oh, yeah, there's been people from all over the world, sure.
Yeah, so international even, cool. All right.
Yeah, I had, on the Wrecking Hours, we had Eddie Hez, which was from East Berlin.
East Berlin.
Ooh.
Cool. Some rockabilly from East Berlin, man. That's got to be real cool. All right, so again, we have the band Vibe here, and they've been playing for us since 5 o'clock. All right, so the next one is a cover. Now, this one's the video game one?
This will be the video game one from Koji Kondo. It is from Super Mario 64. Actually, it's from Mario 64. Yeah, so that was the one for the Nintendo 64 when that came out in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. And that was when, you know, music was... they were able to fit more memory on cards with the Nintendo 64, so music really became a very major component and stopped being like 8-bit stuff and started being MIDI sounds and just a little bit more, maybe like, you know, 128 megabytes instead of 6 megabytes of memory devoted to that.
So now you have full-blown soundtracks now in the background, like especially things like... what's that one that my son always loved? Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
There's soundtracks now. Like, they're not just background music.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they're not.
Full-blown soundtracks.
Yeah, Phil, and maybe I'll look into doing some of that. But one of my favorite composers of music for video games is Jeremy Soule, or Kevin Riepel would be another one, and they both are great examples of just honest. I do believe that they will be held up in the future because it is really... classical music just hitting inside of the game. So that's cool. But yeah, as far as this one's concerned, it is cool to see and hear how he does a lot with a little, because you are very limited in how much memory you can really devote and to even one track. So every track had to only, you think he was limited to like 4 voices or only a couple of voices at a time when he wrote the music. So it's a good combination of like simple and yet so memorable and so catchy.
So it's kind of like asking a writer that normally does novels, okay, you got to tell your story in just, you know, 10 pages.
Yeah, yeah. Or you can only use Germanic-based words to tell your story.
That'd be even more fun. But it would make you really think hard, I guess.
Yeah.
So how do you spell this, the name of this?
Okay, art? So Koji Kondo? Yeah, so Koji Kondo. D-O.
So is that the actual name of the person or just the name that
goes under? That's the guy. That's his real name, as far as I think he actually may have a bit of a longer name. He may have just shortened it for the...
Made it easy for us.
American video game.
For the
print and for the pronunciation.
Can't do more than 4 syllables for us English people.
Forget about it. But yeah, he's done the music since Mario, since the original, and he did the original, he did Zelda, he did all the Zelda games, or at least most of them. And,
wow.
You'll know, very famously would be the Mario themes in all of them, so any number of themes from those games that are quite captivating. I feel like I'm forgetting one he did that was like, everybody knows almost, it was like a game that's like people play in the arcade, so it's like everyone knows it, but I'm forgetting that right now. So
okay, so where does this song that you're going to play now, where does it come
from
exactly?
So, yeah, you're in the game, you start off, you walk into the castle, you walk to the first area, you have to do that, or you can choose to go to the right first and go into the water levels, and every level that's underwater, or most levels that have water, will feature this tune in them. So it's meant to elicit that kind of...
Yeah, we've been colloquially calling it just the water song.
The water song. Because
water song.
But it's actually, at least the first level it appears in is Dire Dire Docks is the name of the level, and so it appears in there first, so I think that might be what it goes under if you were to search it online.
Okay.
But
I just figured I'd help our listeners in case they go.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
if they want to check it out, Dire Dire Docks is the name of the first level it appears in, and that's what the track goes by. And it definitely elicits that that water feeling just through its use of tonal planing and kind of just stepping from chord to chord. And
it takes us both back to our childhood.
And it's so nostalgic.
Which was, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pretty much, I mean. 220, exactly.
All right, let's take a listen.
All right.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Going back to Mario. All right.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying, we're going through pretty quickly. Actually, I forgot how quick that one was, so we are making great time, as they say.
Well, you know, that's good and bad.
Yeah.
You know, we have to get to go to 6 o'clock.
I know, and I saw it, and it hurt me, so.
Yeah, you always tend to play songs faster, too, when you play live.
That's true.
At least that's been my experience over the years.
Well, you would know, certainly. I mean, you've had a wealth of experience about it, I'm sure.
Well, you know, I teased you about your age. You know, back when music started for me, it was like when they were still doing it with coconuts and rocks.
Right, and they were thick
sticks.
Figuring out how to write it down.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, when I used to go to live shows way back when I was a teenager, it just amazed me, like, wow, they did those songs in about half the time it takes to listen to it on the record.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they do it too. That makes me feel better, at least. But yeah, I mean, you get excited. It's exciting, and everybody wants you to play faster. And you're probably bored with it at this point too. I mean,
yeah, or like some of them are like, you know, I want to hurry up and finish up this show so I can go back to my dressing room. And well, we won't go into detail what they want to do.
Right, right. All sorts of things.
All sorts of illicit things. It's not about the songs, it's about after the concert.
Right, right.
Maybe not so much nowadays, I don't know, but you never know.
Oh, yeah, they're showing up later now.
What's that?
They're making the audience wait, and they're showing up late.
Showing up late?
So they can do a shorter set and then end early.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Late and end early.
They start late and end early. Who's it, Kanye likes to do that, doesn't he?
Those rascals. There's a lawsuit against Madonna right now.
Oh, Madonna. Somebody was telling me about that. It's like the woman is like 60 years old, you know? I mean, I expect that out of some drug-addled 25-year-old that's on top of the heap, you know, in a rock band. But a 60-year-old woman who can't start her show on time? That's nuts.
Yeah, I think when you get to that age, you really should kind of... Well, you should either have it together or you just are so above it all that it doesn't even matter to you. I mean,
I would just think after all these years, she wouldn't be full of herself, you know?
Well, here's what... I remember what John Mulaney said about it, and I really liked it. He was talking about Freddie Mercury, but he said, when you have, like, thousands of people cheering for you like a god, like, night after night, that changes you as a person. that makes you think differently about the world.
I could see that. And I could see that for quite some time. But, I would think after enough time, you'd get over it.
One would hope.
Yeah, you know, but apparently she hasn't.
She goes by one name, so I mean, like...
This is true. We should have known what we were getting into from the start, you know? But most people at that age would be like, God, I gotta get home. It's past my bedtime.
Seriously, I don't know how she's even awake. Yeah, I wouldn't be. I'm not even now, and I'm perfectly young.
Yeah, I gotta play past midnight? No!
No, I don't wanna. I won't. I refuse. I'm sleepy.
That can be in your contract next time. That and the green M&Ms.
Yeah. No printing on my M&Ms, please, for anyone listening to book us in the future. Rub all the M's off.
By hand.
With a satin handkerchief.
All right. Okay, so you said you had another cover.
Hey, this is our last tune that we have in our pocket right now.
So what are we going to do here, gentlemen? I know you can pull out something else.
Why don't we pad that before we go into that
even if you want to do a jam or, you know, something, just noodle around.
We can noodle for a
pretend
bit.
You're in the basement right now and just go nuts.
That's what I was thinking.
You've had a few 40s and just let it rip.
I can lay down a beat. You want a beat?
Why don't you know how we do, like, just do like an, I'll signal to you, we'll go to a B part from an A part.
Okay.
What I mean?
All right, yeah,
so
that's right.
So like the A will be over like a G, let's do like a C minor vamp, and then like the B will be over... Just walking down C, B flat, A flat, G. Just like going to the, you know.
And ladies and gentlemen, you hear it as it's being processed.
Here we go.
The whole thing. Thank you. So you just call that a jam, or?
That's how I see jam. That's
the C jam. C jam. Totally made up on the spot.
The C jam.
And we're going to call it Sir Funks-A-Lot.
Sir, yeah, that's perfect. I love that.
It's a great name.
You know what? Let me put that in there. Sir Funks-A-Lot.
Sir Funks-A-Lot.
What, could you come up with that just now?
I just came up with that just now.
Thank you. I like that.
I can't type and talk at the same time. You can tell. Right? All right. Sir Funks-A-Lot. Yeah. As opposed to Sir Mix-A-Lot?
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy how we compose just as a group, because usually Zach comes up with a theme, and we all sort of add to it. That's sort of like how Vibe really is as a sound, is more of like a collaborative thing versus everyone saying, oh, no, this is the way it goes. It's always, this is, I have an idea, and let's build upon it. You know?
Yeah, and I value that definitely more, because I have ideas and I have certain things that I definitely would really like to hear, but there's no question that somebody else is going to come up with something that's just as good, and it certainly is no harm either way.
You don't have to worry about that. I remember I've told people about this. I saw something on the internet, one of them little memes or whatever, and it said something about the only musician that you should be trying to be better than is the one you were yesterday.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's just, it only becomes an issue. It's an ego thing, that's a part of it, but it's hard to separate those two things, and I can speak as a composer about that for sure, that, like, you know, you have an idea and you want it to be a certain way, and it doesn't come down to ego for you, it's just like, it's like a flame that you have to kind of light. It has to go that way, because that's how I hear it in my head, and I need this to manifest itself in the physical world of sound for my sanity, kind of more than anything. There's great value in letting go of that. And definitely the image of this is what they dispelled when I was in school. They completely dispelled that, you know, you're not a guy hunched over a lamp with a pencil. If you're a composer in today's world, you're working with other people and you're collaborating and you're giving other people, you know, room to work with you. And it makes it more fun for everybody and better and more productive, and just everything about it is great. So you have to let go of that for sure.
Yeah. I'm just surprised, you know, with what you've told me about how you, you know, go about putting songs together, that you don't, they're not longer, actually. I mean, they don't have to be like 30 minutes or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like we have a theme, you know, and I kind of get my point across. And definitely when a lot of these came together, there was, for the most part, it's either music happens or a song happens, but rarely do they happen successfully together. Like, oftentimes I'll have these lyrics that I came up with because it is very meaningful to me, and it's pretty much, it's succinct, it's what it is. It's often more of a poem than anything else, and then I'll put that to music, or I have music, and I'll try my best to write something to it that works pretty well. But, yeah, definitely, when it comes to just some of it, like, it's just very succinct because it is just how I was feeling and I wanted to get that point across. I think they could benefit a lot from opening up to solos for sure. There's like room for just shredding, and there's probably more lyrical content I could explore. But I need to get just trying to get better at songwriting before I do that.
Doing the work in the yard, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, I spent all this time getting good at these instruments and stuff and no time songwriting or practicing that
means you got to step up to the plate, Chris.
I try and bother him.
Sorry, I got to write some songs.
Yeah. I bother him. I say, "Hey, like, you got anything, man?" But no, he doesn't have anything.
Pull out that ukulele, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we could use some ukulele vibe tunes.
Ukulele break.
Ooh, I like it.
It's fun.
Well, thanks for the idea for our next one. We can use that, right? I mean, it's not.
Oh yeah.
Commercially.
Property of WHFR.
Alan says ukulele with funk pedals.
Yeah, ukulele funk pedals.
Yeah, if I could get it to, like, plug in, like, I only have one.
They must,
like,
exist.
Yeah, they do. I just don't own one that has the plug in to, like, be able to amplify and do, like, effects with it.
We'll have to start a Kickstarter.
Hawaiian funk.
GoFundMe. I mean, it's probably, you probably can't afford it if it does exist, right?
A ukulele, like, kind of, like, plug in?
Well, I mean, what we're describing, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that's probably like a big, like, kind of pedal board series of that.
It would be a custom thing.
And it's tuned differently, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
The baritone is tuned kind of like a guitar, but in terms of, like, soprano or a concert ukulele, it has a different tuning, so it's, like, just different notes that you know, I'm not used to, like,
oh, okay.
So I'm foreign to, like, soloing on the ukulele. That's something I'm trying to get better at.
Well, you can't get the funk pedals.
I could just, like, do the baritone ukulele because it's kind of the same type of tuning as a guitar.
I didn't even know there was a baritone ukulele.
Yeah, baritone, cool. There's concert, soprano.
Wow.
Yeah.
Concert's the one everyone thinks of, I assume?
Yeah, usually people have, like, a soprano or a concert ukulele. Have, like, it's the four string. I think they're all four string.
Yeah, get good at it before we purchase any funk pedals, but let's see about doing some, what are we going to call it, Hawaiian funk.
I mean, every chord that plays on, like, a ukulele sounds very cool, especially in, like, jazz. I just got to work on my chops up on ukulele.
Oh, man, pineapple funk.
Pineapple funk, that's what we call the band.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Maybe an album name.
You can start your own genre.
Ooh.
Pineapple. That'll be innovative.
Pineapple funk.
There we go. Thanks. All right, I want to play this one. I'm heartbroken because Mute Math is broken up. They broke up a little while ago.
Bummer.
Play this in their honor.
Mute Math, yes, actually, because, like, well, Mute Math is still a thing technically. My understanding is that Paul Meany is still in charge of Mute Math, the brand. But that, yeah, Darren King, who was with him for like 10 years, is no longer with him, and they had another guitarist with them for like 8 years and their bass player for like 6 years, and then so all that just it's really sad to see, especially if you watch one of the newer YouTube videos, which is just like Paul, like, with like synthesizers and like drum kit and drum machines and stuff doing it alone. Mm-hmm. And it sounds great and it's awesome and it's all him and it's like unquestionably Mute Math sound and everything, but it's just him videotaping himself in a room. And I know it's like, it's poignant and it's beautiful, but it's also very sad. And like, you know, I just feel badly because I know they're probably just sick of it at that point. I'm sure there's, once you play the same music for that long, I'm sure it gets quite boring.
It's kind of like the Beatles, you know, George, Paul, Ringo, you know, John. You know, if you take one of them away, it's not the Beatles. It's the Beatles, but it's not, you know, the Beatles.
Yeah, there's no replacing that drum player for sure. Darren was just an insane jazz guy, and insane jazz drummer, and I'm sure he's still doing things. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what.
But yeah, they're musicians, but they're also personalities, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get them all together, it really does make, it just made a beautiful thing, but they were never really showy or anything, so it's not like it's that bad of a.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I want to thank you once again for coming down and playing for us. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks
we really
us.
Appreciate it.
And please come back again. But right now we're going to finish off with Mute Math. And what is the name of the song?
The song is called Pins and Needles.
All right. Sometimes I grow tired of pins and needles.
listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.